This is Witches, Bitches, and Dead People with intuitive oracle Jamie Hearn. Jamie stirs the cauldron with witches, shamans, healers, psychics, and mediums who bravely share their power and give you insight into what conversations with dead people really look like. It's probably not what you think. Sometimes hilarious, sometimes macabre, and always informative.
Welcome back to Witches, Bitches, and Dead People. Today, I'm super excited to have just a really cool conversation with Noemi Beachy. Noemi is my opinion of the most compassionate, kind, generous crone, witch, and shaman that I know. Those are totally my words. So if she doesn't own them, we'll let her tell us a more authentic version of who she is. Today, we're going to be talking about living impeccably and how that shows up through the work of Don Miguel Ruiz, who is fucking magic, in my opinion, but we'll get into that. Welcome, Noemi.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. Wow. I had to live up to a very high standard there with you.
It's true.
I appreciate it. I really do. I'm excited.
I'm really excited to chat with you. I know that you are endeavoring into new offerings for the world. So we'll make sure that we share some of those before our time today is concluded. But I want to talk about the Four Agreements. How did you stumble upon this work?
I love looking for new content for my page. And as I was strolling looking for content, of course, I started coming up on these little things that were about the Four Agreements. And I'm looking, I'm like, okay, four. That sounds really kind of simplistic. And I started looking at more of it and more. Finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to read the book. I went ahead and read the book. And the first like chapter, kind of like, oh, God, I can't grasp this concept. But then I finally finished it. And it was like, Oh, okay. I don't know which pill to take, the red or the blue one now. That was the feeling I got at the end of the book. So it was just so amazing. And that's where I ended up totally engrossed in this.
I had a similar experience about it sucking me in and being like, how did I function without having these precepts already floating through my awareness? I actually read it a number of years ago in a book club I was in. We read a bunch of other books too, that none of which resonated for me, but it was so worth the time because it introduced me to this work. So I know that you have a really cool process of channeling some information around the teachings of the Four Agreements and you do that through cards, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that process, if you would.
Okay. Interestingly enough, I had put these cards into my Amazon shopping cart, and they sat there because I'm like bouncing around whether I should get them or not. One day, I go to a friend, and she hands me the deck of cards, and I'm like, okay. Totally flabbergasted at that point because I guess I manifested them that way. And I've become obsessed with pulling out a card and then just going on, I guess you'd call it my soapbox, and basically almost preaching it. Each of these cards are so impactful when read even individually, and they are just about the Four Agreements, but in different formats.
Right, because it's not just for like paint your left thumb purple. You know, they're expansive ideals that impact the whole scope of life.
Yes. Yes. So, I myself, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Would you tell us what the Four Agreements are before we dive into pulling some cards?
Okay. The first one is being impeccable with your word. That's a huge one. Yeah. Not taking anything personally. Oh, okay. And don't make any assumptions. And then at the end, it's do your best. Each on their own, easy.
In the moment, they're easy, but they're really hard to continually reinforce, especially for me, the don't take things personally. I have to say that out loud a lot. Like, this is not personal.
That's pretty much how it works. For me, I have found that there is not a single situation throughout our lives that we would encounter that we cannot apply these four agreements. I use the example sometimes of if we go to the grocery store and we're standing in line with the checkout person, and they're seeming a little and kind of attitude or not feeling it, and we're the customer. Oh, we deserve this great service. So I use the example, she's not giving you great service. Number one, don't take it personally. It's not about you. She may have a bad day. She may have broken up with her boyfriend, and here she is all upset. Let's not make assumptions about why she's upset. Maybe you might sit here and think she doesn't like you because maybe you're spending too much money or you have food stamps. Whatever the case may be, you're assuming. And then we want to keep our word impeccable. Why do we need to talk to her poorly? We don't know her what's going on with her. So be impeccable with your word. And then always do your best. If you do all those three, do them to the best of your ability. And there you go. The four agreements in a simple situation.
Well, yeah. And that's something everybody can understand. Like, how many times have you been annoyed that someone didn't provide you the service that you thought you were entitled to, which is a whole other conversation in itself.
Yeah.
But then you get pissy and then you give them attitude. Like, this is not the energy that we want to feed into.
No, not nearly the energy.
So if you would talk us through how you pull a card, what you get from the card, and then share with us the message, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So you want me to pull one of these?
Yes, or two, whatever the universe decides.
Let's do it. Now, right now, I'm just kind of holding them. I've been fumbling with them in my hand as I go. And I kind of just get drawn to a card. Like, for instance, I just slid on to this one. And it says, don't make assumptions. Say goodbye to sadness and drama. And here it goes. All the sadness and drama you have lived in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. The whole world of control between humans is based on that. Take a moment and consider this. Don't make assumptions. By making assumptions in our lives, we can eliminate a lot of things. We can eliminate opinions of others. We can eliminate, like they say, sadness and drama. Many times, a friend, let's say, and you've been friends for years, and all of a sudden they stop calling you. They haven't answered your message for like a week. You're totally baffled, and you're over here making all these assumptions. You know what? She's probably with her new boyfriend and not talking to me, and she doesn't have time for me. And so you get all pissy and. You draw up this whole scenario in your head. You're making an assumption. Here, what you finally call her up and be like, you know what? I don't want to be your friend anymore. She's like, what happened? You go on with it. And she's like, yo, what are you talking about? My phone got shut off and I didn't have money to pay it. What did you want me to do? You know? So you can eliminate so much drama from your life if you just stop making assumptions about everything you come across. You don't make assumptions about the cashier. You don't make assumptions about your friend. You don't even make assumptions about your boss. Your boss they are human. They are allowed to have bad days. It's not you.
Your partner or your kids or,
absolutely,
or the people who are close too, because we're all sovereign individuals. So
yes,
I think I know somebody, but I don't necessarily know every aspect of what's going on for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We even make assumptions about ourselves. We tend to, okay, I might think that I'm a very kind person. And then I'm going to assume that because of things that I've done, but I'm not taking into account the bad things that I've done. So am I really a kind person? So there I am making an assumption on me.
I think you are.
Okay. We'll go with that one. I like that.
Well, I think there's also intent too, because like everyone has done bad shit and made bad choices. So if your intention is to live in kindness with compassion and do the right thing, do your best, that goes a long way. Even if our best sometimes in retrospect is not what we think we should have done in that situation, it's what we did and it's what we could do in that moment.
That actually brings me to the point about doing your best. Are you a morning person or a night person?
I'm a morning person.
So am I. So when you get up, you have all this energy and you could probably conquer the world at that point. I'm good till about 4. And then I'm like, I'm done. And, you know, it's amazing because I do my best. Throughout that time, I make an effort to do my best. So for instance, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, I might be able to sweep the whole house and do a thorough cleaning. It looks amazing. If I were to try that in the evening, I wouldn't be able to have the same energy I had in the morning. Does that mean I'm not doing my best in the evening? No, my best is just different at different times of the day. So that applies to our lives also. If we are having a bad moment, let's say we have a cold, or let's say we have an argument with our significant other, that will affect our best.
Naturally.
At different times of our life.
Yeah, because we don't live in like one little bubble without influence from external forces. That's part of the human experience.
Exactly. Someone that has maybe a chronic illness, their best is going to be different at different times of the day. We just have to take those things into account for ourselves, because you don't want to beat yourself up saying, well, I didn't get it done and I did a crappy job. No, you did it. You did your best.
So I just thought of something interesting when you mentioned chronic illness.
Okay.
I would be really curious to examine where people living with chronic illness are showing up in relation to these four agreements.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. I mean...
I have fibromyalgia. I have fibromyalgia, and the pain, they're working with my meds, the different combinations, different treatments or therapies. It's always changing. So my illness is up and down on different days. Some days I'll pull a card and I'll look at it and be like, I can't function that way. And then later on in the day, I might look at it again because I keep them on a little easel on my table, and I'll look at it and I'll be like, you know what? Yes, I can.
I think Noemi's frozen.
Okay. I think I'm here.
You're back. All right.
Okay. I think chronic illness in our heads sometimes gives us a way out of having to do the things that we're supposed to do, because we give ourselves excuses. We need to hold ourselves a little more accountable and say to ourselves, yes, we can do our best. And it may not always be the best, but we can. We can stop taking things personally, even if we are feeling a certain type of way.
I feel like I also have been diagnosed with a chronic illness. I'm autoimmune type 1 diabetic by diagnosis, and I'm working hard to transition that energy and programming. But I feel like there's a higher level of taking things personally when you're fighting a front that other people don't see you fighting. And it just seems to like ratchet up the sensitivity among other energies that are coming in. So that's what showed up for me. Like, where do I take things personally? And then another notch of even more personally than other people might. I mean, everybody's got their own experience, but for me, that's what lit up.
Yeah. And you know, it shows up in different ways. It may be the chronic illness. It also might be gender. It might be what you identify as. It may also be something as simple as my race. Being Puerto Rican, I sometimes take it a little more personally when someone doesn't want to interact with me. In a job search, I have my tattoos and I'm like, I'm going to take it personally if I don't get hired just because of my tattoos.
Well, clearly they don't know you if they're not hiring you for some silly reason, like
I know
a tattoo, which are amazing, by the way.
I can't wait to do more.
Would you be willing to pull another card for us and see what message may be ready to bubble up for our listeners?
Girl, my hands have been itching to pull these cards. Let's take it right here. We're going to take it right here. Be impeccable with your word. Seek to know the truth. Oh, what a big one. That might even be a whole new episode. When you hear an opinion and believe it, you're making an agreement. It becomes part of your belief system. The only thing that can break this agreement is to make a new one based on the truth. Only the truth has the power to set you free. Being impeccable with your word. Amazing.
By itself, it's amazing. But then when you look at it through the lens of truth seeking, like that's a really, really big can.
Is it ever? You know, I got to tell you, at one point I had this urge. Okay. It was a serious urge to watch this movie, Avatar. I'd seen it before, but I didn't remember. But I suddenly, out of the blue, was like, I need to watch this movie. I really want to watch this movie. And it kept coming. So finally, I sat down and I watched the movie. Well, lo and behold, I barely got to really watch it because in the movie itself, I was receiving many messages from wherever they were coming from. One of the messages that came through was so amazing. And it said it was about being careful where you stand because you basically it on the truth at that moment. And apparently the gentleman thought he knew what was best for these people. We have to be careful when we think we know what the truth is based on what someone else told us, based on what we read, based on what we thought or saw.
Well, and none of us have escaped influence. I was at an event one time and this woman proclaimed that she had not been influenced by anyone in her entire life. And my natural reaction was to be like, what planet have you existed on up to this point that you've had no human interaction or social interaction? And then I was like, nope, James, not your problem. That's her version. Just be quiet.
It was funny because that was actually this morning's card. You know, it was, I'm not responsible for other people's actions. And you can add, I'm not responsible for their thoughts either, you know? But yeah, she was definitely off because we are always influenced. Everything that is influenced. It's part of the reason that when they do scientific studies, they have a part of them that they don't influence at all with, whether it be the medication or the pictures or whatever it is, just so they can see the difference, because there is a difference when we're influenced.
Definitely. There's no way to escape that in this human existence.
And I wanted to touch on the wording that it broke down for us, the fact that we make the agreement. I've learned through using these, because I actually learned to make new agreements for myself. I've gone on and I have number 4, 5, I have 5, 6, and 7. Mm. One of them was to be more frugal. And I literally had to make a new agreement with myself and say, look, it doesn't matter what so-and-so is wearing. It doesn't matter what so-and-so is driving. I've got to only focus on me. So I'm going to make this agreement with myself that I don't care what they're doing. Fuck them, fuck their lives, fuck everything about it, because I need to focus on me. And that was really hard. Yeah, I was really hard, because something as simple as, you know, I'm going to start turning off these lights and sitting in the dark or using a kerosene lamp. Normally, I would be like, well, if so-and-so comes over, they're going to judge me and they're going to be, I've got to stop. And I had to make this new agreement that I did not care what others thought, and I wanted to do me. You can only break an agreement if you are ready to make a new one to replace it.
So I love that. And I invite our listeners to think about what agreements they might be served by making. If I were going to make that agreement, and I think since it's coming up, maybe it's time for me to make that agreement, to be a better steward of my time. Like, yes. How many of us are scrolling on our phone, watching stupid shit on TikTok or whatever, and it becomes a time suck?
It does.
If there's something more that you're endeavoring to accomplish or create or manifest, the phone is not always the answer to consume us, or, you know, whatever your vice might be. Maybe it's watching Avatar on repeat. I don't know.
You know, it's funny, because part of that agreement was actually, we have a new rule. My husband and I decided that the TV does not get turned on until after 8 o'clock.
At night. I'd be asleep.
Exactly. You know, and it forced us to do other things. My husband stays outside now and starts building or starts working on things outside, because now he doesn't sit after he gets home from work and kind of vegetate in front of the TV to unwind. He's found other ways to unwind.
Well, and being outside is connecting with nature. So I think that's a great place to go.
Yes, I've done more reading. I've actually finished books. I've taken up new hobbies. I spent time with friends. I'm doing so much more by just being more frugal with my time and not sucking it into the TV and not sucking it into other things that don't give me any substance.
Well, all of those other things are nurturing your soul and your continued growth. I think that's awesome.
Yes, I love it. I do.
So I want to talk about you a little bit, if you don't mind. You and I had a conversation, I don't know, a few weeks ago about dogs. I'm a crazy dog lady. I think everybody knows that. Often my dogs are like in and out of the screen because I've got three of them in there. They love being in the energy. But you mentioned something about wanting to have more pets. So tell us the developments.
Well, be careful what you try to manifest. Okay, be very cautious with your wording.
Be impeccable.
I have to be impeccable, very, very thoughtful, you know. Stop worrying about everybody else and really focus here. Well, I didn't do that, and I kept telling people I want a big dog. I want something like a Cane Corso or a Mastiff. Well, lo and behold, I ended up on the internet and someone had a Mastiff, a puppy Mastiff. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. He's a puppy. He's great, you know, and it's a Mastiff, one of the dogs that I wanted. God damn it. Next thing you know, a day later, a friend sends me a message, says, hey, my friend's trying to give up her Cane Corso. And now I'm sitting there like, okay, do I go for the puppy or do I go for the Cane Corso? Oh no, Mastiff, Cane Corso. I asked for both of them. Now what I do in this point. I have a lot of choice, of course. Love that I made the choice I did. I ended up with a paint course, though, because she's older. And she had been bred before, but not so fine. So I thought it was a nice person that it doesn't happen again to her. So yeah, cane corso is what I ended up with. I feel bad because I want, well, she brought her own name, but of course I'm a magical person. I needed to do something, and I know that dogs tend to listen to like the last syllable of the name. So we have been pondering what name we really wanted to give her, a magical name, but that sounded like her old name so that she would get used to it. We came up with Luna, which is Spanish for moon, which I am so obsessed with.
I love it. Well, yes. Welcome to the sisterhood, Luna.
Yes. She's doing what she does best, sleeping.
Perfect. Yeah. I want to make sure that we talk about a little bit of the new projects you're working on, the new developments, and tell us about this new, and honestly, I feel weird calling it new because it's just like a soul remembrance, yes. But your steps into shamanism that you've been following recently.
I'm excited. I am very excited. Like I said, I am Puerto Rican, and there is on the islands and many of those Caribbean islands in the times of Columbus and that he actually ended up going to Puerto Rico and all of those Caribbean islands and meeting up with the indigenous of those islands. And I've begun to start to connect with my indigenous roots. Because Columbus went and a lot of them became extinct, basically. They had nowhere to run, unlike on the mainland where they were able to go kind of west and get away from the Europeans. They had no place to go when they were on these islands. So between disease and genocides, a lot of it is gone. But they have found that we still have mitochondrial DNA of those indigenous ancestors. So it's so exciting. And I'm finding new and new information. I was able to find a course that has led me to be a shaman as a Taino, which is what my indigenous ancestors were, Taino.
Cool.
And I am very excited about finally finishing and doing that.
Awesome. I can't wait to see some of the offerings you have coming out of that.
Yeah.
Where can people find you and find out what you're doing in the world?
They can find, I am on Facebook. I do post a lot of what I'm doing. I'm also on the web. I have my website, www.noemispiritualguide.com. I do have a lot of my offerings there. I'm sorry?
We'll make sure we include that link so people can click on it and not have to worry about, how do you spell Noemi?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I get it a lot. I used to go by a nickname, but I don't know. I love my name now. I do.
I
absolutely love
beautiful.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, I felt so weird about it because nobody had ever heard of it and always got mispronounced, misspelled. Now I look at it and it seems so magical to me that I love my name.
Yeah. I think you're accurate in loving your name because it's you.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you for sharing this little peek into the four agreements and just chatting with me because it's always magical when I connect with you.
I love it. I absolutely love talking to you. You're so inspirational to me.
Thank you.
It's always a treasure.
All right. Well, I will see you all next week on Witches, Bitches, and Dead People. Peace and badass magic.
Thank you for listening to Witches, Bitches, and Dead People with Jamie Hearn. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review at Apple Podcasts. or wherever you listen in.